Today's daf Kuf Samach Gimel. Right, we're on Kuf Samach Beis, and Beis is the last line. So Gemara is going to continue discussing the psul of a shtar that has a two-line space. Right, it's a two. So Yibayilhu, they asked in the yeshiva, Shnei Shitin Sha'amru, these two lines that the Chacham said that if you leapt over the space worth of two lines at the end of the shtar is psul. So how do we measure those? Right, Shnei Shitin Sha'amru. Is it Hain Ba'avirun? Do we count the two lines and the space in between the two lines? Oh, Dilma, or maybe below Hain below Avirun. Maybe it's just the two lines themselves without the space. The Rashbam says Hain Ba'avirun She'ir Ksivas Hashitin Ba'avir Cholak Ben Tayim Nivsal. It has to include the empty space between the two lines. About Pachos Mikan Eidun Nivsal. But less than that, it's not Nivsal. Right. So again, we're saying, if it's a certain sheet, if it's a certain size, then the star is puzzle. So is it the size include the space, or does it not include the space? Okay, so Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, Mistabra, makes sense to say, and we have a whole girsa issue in the next couple lines, the Hein Va'aviron, it must be that the only time it's puzzle is if it's two lines plus the Avir, but if it's two lines and minus the Avir, it wouldn't be puzzle. The Isak Ataitach Hein Velo Aviron. If you would say it means Hein Velo Aviron, I mean we would not be including the space between when we count the space. Then Shita Achas Velo Avira. We just brought the Tosefta yesterday that said that if you left over one line at the end of the shtar, that it's kosher. So over there it was pushed over there that Shita. If you would have said it's sorry, if you said Hein Velo Avira, so then Shita Achas Velo Avira Lamai Chazya. Then every place we'll be talking about without the Avir. So what about the line over there? You would have said, oh, Shita Achas is kosher. Well, if it was Shita Achas without the space between that line and the line above it, what can you write in there? You don't have any room. It must mean that when we talk about lines, we're including the space. Shita Achas, well, Avir, Lamai Chazah, Elah, Shmaimina, Hein, Bavir, and Shmaimina. Must mean we're talking about them and the space. So if you're talking about them and the space, so too by the two, we're talking about the lines and the space in between them. Like Rashbam says, the Isak Adaitach Hein below Aviron, he just has the girsa of Lamai Chazio. He doesn't have Shita Achas below Aviron Lamai Chazio. He says Hein below Aviron Lamai Chazio. But Lo Nikar HaZiyuf. He says it'll be clear that there's a Ziyuf. You're going to try to squeeze in into a space that's not big enough. The piece that Sarach Lichtov Osios Dakos Yosir Mishar Osios Hashtar Ketelasech the Platet Chelik Ben Shita Shita. You need a space in between the lines. So you got to write really, really small letters, much smaller than the rest of the shtar, in order to fit in. He doesn't go back to the one line that of the previous day. The im yichlov ksiva gasov, you write very thick, gam ata nikar ziruf. If you write thick ones, you're going to recognize the ziruf also. It's over here. Oh, what are you looking for? You, Gemara?
Not mine. Mine is somewhere else.
Someone have an extra one over here, maybe. So he says that even if you would write the thick ones, you'd also they'd be mushed together and you'd recognize it. So it must be when you talk about the space, it's Hein Velo Hein Aviron. Okay. Next, Gemara brings another din from Rav Shapsai. Rav Shapsai Amar. Rav Shapsai says Mishmei L'Chizkiyah. It says in the name of Chizkiyah, Shnei Shitin She'amru. The two blank spaces that we're talking about, that Pasal Ashtar, that's only we judge them V'Ksav Yedei Edim. The Mir says means everybody, the ksav of a regular person, the lo ksav yidei sofer, and not the ksav of a sofer, meaning because a sofer can write smaller. So we have to judge and measure the two shitim based on the size that a regular person can write. Right? Well, my timer, what's the reason that we don't care about the size of a sofer? Or maybe you can get a sofer to write, to be mezayif in those two lines. The kol ha-mezayif, lav gavi safra ozal mezayif. A sofer is not going to do that. Rashbam points out, a sofer is not going to, you know, stake his reputation and ruin his reputation by trying to forge this document. Rashbam says, my time I called the mezayif, lav gavi sofer ozal, ulai lo ya'adel lo, velo yishmai lav. You're going to go to a sofer, he's not going to listen to you. The iure nafshe, to mess himself up. Ela osa b'tzina b'toch beso. If I want to be mezayif ashtar, I'm going to do b'tzina in my own house. I can't write so small like the sofer. What are those things? Those micro paintings that you have, like the whole sefer Chafetz Chaim, and it turns into a picture of Chafetz Chaim. People can write small. The stam guy, a regular guy, can't write small. He's going to do it by himself. So if the shear is big enough for a sofer to write, but not for a regular person to write, that's not going to be possible anyway. Because a sofer is not going to stake his reputation on being mezayif and then ruin his reputation by being mezayif ashtar. That's that next halacha. Okay. Now we're going back that we said the two lines, it's Hein Va'aviron. So how big exactly is that? The Kama. What's the space? So Gemara brings three shitas. Amar Rav Yisrael Kabari Elazar, Kagon, L'chol L'cha, Zeh Agabe, Zeh, Amar Kasavar, Shnei Shitim, Abba Aviron. The space has to be, you can write L'chol L'cha, one on top of another. Lam and Ches on one line, and then Lam and under the Chaf Sofit, or the end of Chaf, depending where you go to Yeshiva. And then, and Lam and Chaf, L'cha Sofit, Lam and Chas Sofit. And so you see, the two longest letters on top and the bottom. Plus the space in between to make sure the lama doesn't touch the line above, the chasofit doesn't touch the line below, the lama doesn't touch above. So therefore, amakasabr shnei shitin, you need two lines, and arba aviran, and four spaces. Top, right? You need one on top, two in the middle, and one on the bottom, to protect that nothing runs into each other. That's how big the space has to be in order to pass the shtar. Rav Chiya bar Ami, mishmei de ula amar, he says, no, a little less. Kigon lamin milmala, the chaf milamata. You only have a lamin on top, and the chaf on the bottom. Amak asavar, shnei shitin, u'shlosha abirin. It's just two lines, and three spaces in between. And then Rabbi Yehoshua amar, kigon baruch ben levi b'shita achas. Now it's baruch ben levi on one line, kasavar shita achas b'shnei abirin. All you need is one line, and two spaces. And I don't understand this last thing. We said, in order to make the shtar puzzle, you need two lines. He just says here, shita achas v'shnei avirin. One line. So going against what we just said, two lines? You see that? It says you have to have baruch ben levi b'shita achas. Right?
He's got two spaces.
But he's got one space. Yeah, one space is... Right, there's a space on top leading to the next line,
right.
And there's a space on the bottom, I guess, where the Aiden would sign afterwards. But the Gemara had said that you need two lines, and he says one line. And Rav Yehuda was an Amora. You have to find a Tana somewhere who holds that it's one line. Seems to be going against the.
No.
Yeah, what does he say?
No, he's not. No, that's the equivalent of two lines with a space in between. Exactly. Starting with the first line by adding space to it, then you go to another line.
Yeah, so that means according to everybody else, you're going three, four lines. According to if that equals two lines for this one, then everybody else has more lines. Who does he quote that says that? Rashbam? All right, so it's obviously the. He says Baruch ben Levi. Rashbam says Shnei Avirin Ikah Hacha Echad Lamala Bishvil Lamed Levi V'Chal Lamati Bishvil Chaf Baruch. Oh, okay. As long as we're showing talk about it, we're not off base. Okay. That's that. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav. Rav says, Lo shanu ela bein edim l'ksav, aval bein edim l'ashrata afilu tu benami. Rav says that the only time we said that a two-line space left over is pasul is only if those two lines are between the text of the shtar and the witnesses who sign it. But if there's a two-line space between the witnesses and, I guess, I don't know, the hanpeg, the apostille, whatever you want to call it, that's stamped by basin. There's two lines between the Edim and that Ashrarta, then that's, even if it's more than two lines, then that doesn't pass the shtar. So Gemara asks, Maishna ben Edim l'ksav, why do we say it's puzzle if there are two lines between the Edim and the shtar? Because we say, Dilma Mizayah, because of Madabai, Vichasim Isahadeh. Maybe what he'll do is there are two lines in between there, and he'll write something in the line, and then he'll repeat it again in the second to last line, because you don't learn from the second to last line. And he already has the Edim. The Edim were there. So maybe, Bain Edim La Asharta, Nami, Mizayah, because of Madabai, Vichasim Isahadeh. Maybe in between the Edim and the Asharta, he'll write more stuff, and then there'll be a stamp of approval by Beis Din. Either Edim signed beforehand. So they say that once there's a stamp on the Beis Din, it doesn't matter. You can add in, there could be even stuff after the Edim would still be considered kosher. So you can have, the same way you can add in stuff between the Shtar and the Edim, you'll add in stuff between the Edim and the Asharta. So what's the difference? So the Gemara answers, Dimitayitle. What you do is, in between the space between the the Edim and the Asharta, you color in with ink, right? I don't know if it means to make pictures or you just stain it with ink, and therefore you can't write anything in between there. So the Gemara says, okay, don't passel the shtar that has space between the Edim and between the text and the Edim, fill it in with ink. What's the problem? So Gemara says, no, because there's a difference if you fill it in with ink between the shtar and the Edim and between. I spent the whole 5 minutes beforehand to figure out who's sponsoring the shiur. I didn't even announce it, so we'll save it for the end. So, what's the difference between putting in the ink at the beginning, putting the ink in between the Edim and the and the hanfek. So, because by if you have edim underneath the ink, elmri sahade atiyutahu dechasime, the edim are not they're not bakiyim. So maybe what they're testifying on is they're not testifying on the text of the shtar. What they're testifying is that there was nothing underneath this ink, and we're testifying that this ink isn't ruining anything. So look at the Rashbam. Atiyuti chasime, it's towards, if you go across in the Tosa Shita, right in the middle there, it says Atiyuti chasime, below a ikar shel shtar. Not on the, they're not being testifying on the ikar shtar. Kidarmina begitin, chayshinon shem ashele shalom shakasim shtar chasamu, below a ikar shel shtar, that's what it says in Gittin. Hachinami kachma id befenenu atayit bidyo, vinimcha kadesh lo yichshadu babal hashtar. They're testifying that the owner of the shtar, he's the one who put in the ink here, don't think he crossed anything out, he's kosher. But they're not testifying on the actual shtar. So the Gemara says, okay, that's the problem with, filling it in with ink. So then, so bein edim lebein asharta nami army. Maybe you'll say the same thing, that the hantek of Beis Din is going on the ink, and it's not going on the shtar. So the Gemara says, no, right? He says, bein edim lasharta nami army beidin atiyuta hu dechasimi. He says, no, beidin atiyuta lo chasimi. Beis Din's bucky enough. And they're not going to make a sign. They know what they're supposed to give their hanfek on. They're supposed to give their hanfek on the text of the shtar, on what's going on in the shtar. So we know that the chesimus of dayanim is for kiyum shtar. So therefore, if you just go back. So therefore what? So the two spaces in between the edim and the hanfek, it's no problem. You're not worried that, you're not worried that they're going to be ziyuf because you fill it in with ink. And by the hanfek of Beis Din, that they're testifying towards the text. However, the two spaces between the shtar and the edim, there, even if you're worried you're going to write in, once you fill it with ink, filling with ink doesn't help because then you think the edim are signing on the ink and not signing on the shtar. So Gemara doesn't give up though. The Gemara says, why lechlish dilma gaias lila eila? Nevertheless, when you have such a, let's say you have a big enough space between the edim and the star, and even if it's filled in with ink, maybe bilechus duma guys in elah, you'll chop off the top of the star, umachakle the tiyuta, and then you'll erase, you'll white out the ink, the kasim madabai, and then you'll write whatever you want on the erase part, umachim sahade, and you'll forge witnesses on there, and you already have the hanfek under there. I mean, it's a small space over here, but how much space do you need to write? Shimon owns Ruby in $100. You don't need that much space. Omak Sadi, the Amar Rav, and Rav says, Shtar haba hu ve'edav al mechak kosher. Rav himself says that if you have a shtar, that the language and the edim are on an erased part, it's kosher. So why are we worried? What?
As soon as he sees the erase, it's a flag, automatically.
We'll talk about it. But he says here right now the shtar is kosher. If you have a shtar and the edim on the erased part, remember, there's a handpick on the bottom. So it looks like the Beis Din is approving this. Because all you did was you cut off the text, you had a hanfek on the bottom, you wrote a line here, you signed the edim, and then you have the apostille, I have the approval right on the bottom. So it looks like it's kosher. So the Gemara says, that hanicha, everything's fine, l'rab kahana, the masik lemish made a shmuel shapir. There's a machlok, it says, who says this last line, as that shtar haba hu ve'edim ala mechak is kosher. If you say that's the din of Shmuel, then fine. Rab argues. He says that Shtar Haba Hu Ve'edav Al HaMechak is not kosher, so I don't have this chash. Because when they come in and they see it on the erasure, like you said, Mati, I wouldn't have a problem. Because I'll know it's a ziyuf. But, Ela Le Rab Tivyumei, the Masnei Mishmei the Rab, but according to Rab Tivyumei, who says this halacha is the name of Rab, Michael Amemar. So Rab is the one who says, right, Rab is the one who says that Right, Rav is the one who said that the two lines between the edim and the hanfek don't passel it. Yet he also holds that you can write a shtar and the edim on the erased part. So you should have a chash that you can cut off the rest of the shtar. So why isn't he worried about it over here? He says the shtar would be good. I bet there's a chash ziyuf. There's no, because Kasaba, Rav holds kokia gavna. In this instance, when you have a shtar come to Beis Din that's written. The star and the edim sign on the erased part. We don't use, because of this shash, we don't use the handpick to establish, to verify the star. What we do is we have to do kiyum edim. We don't rely on the Beis Din. So if you have to do kiyum edim, so the guy's, what's the guy going to do? He's going to forge the star? He's going to forge it, and then they're going to check it out. The Edom are going to say, that, we didn't sign that. That's not our signatures. So therefore, he won't do it. We don't have the Chash Ziyuf. Again, the problem was that maybe he'll chop off the star, write two lines, and the Edom in that space and have the Hanpeik. We don't have to worry about it, because in that instance, we're not going to rely on the Hanpeik. We're going to rely on the Edos, and the Edos has to be checked out. And once you check out the Edos, we'll find the Ziyuf, so there's no Chash that he's going to do that. Okay. So now, we had just brought the Shita of Rav, who says that even if there is two lines between the Edom and the Kiyam, the Shtar is kosher so long, right? So long, we established that you put the ink in there. You had to put the ink in there, so it doesn't fill anything in. I mean, you have to care that the Beis Din is being testifying on the ink, because the Beis Din knows they're testifying on the Shtar. But now we bring another Shita. Rabbi Yochanan says, Lo Shanu Ella Bain. The only time the Brisa says that two lines postal the Shtar, that's only Bain Eidin L'Chsav. That's if there are two blank lines between the text and the Eidus. Alo Bain Eidim L'Asharta, between the Eidim and the Hanpeik, Afilu Shita Achas Postal. Even one line that's blank is postal. Meaning, the stamp of Bezin has to be right underneath the Eidim. You can't have any lines. Clear my locus with Rav. So the Gemara says, wait a second, so what's the difference? Why, between the text and the Edim, can you have one line, but between the Edim and the Hanpik, you can't have anything? Maishna ben Edim Lasharta, that's puzzle, even if you have one achas, one line. So Gemara says, Dilma, Gais Le'ilah, maybe you're worried that you're going to chop off the top portion of the star, the kasav hu ve'edah b'shita achas, the kasavar of Yochanan, oh, star above, hu ve'edah b'shita achas kasher. Maybe what you're going to do is you're going to chop off the whole thing. Right? Remember, there's only one line between the text, between the Edim and the Hanpeik. So you're going to chop off everything above that one line. Rav Yochanan holds, if you write the text of the Shtar and the Edim on one line, it's kosher. So in that one line, what you're going to do, you're going to write, Reuven owes Shimon $1,000, and you're going to have two Edim signed right there, and then you have the Hanpeik. And that one line Shtar is kosher, according to Rav Yochanan. So maybe you're going to say that's the reason why you can't have a space, even one line space between the Edim and the Hanpeik. So Gemara says, Ihachi, why you say it's kosher to have a line between, to have one line between the Edim and the Shtar? Ihachi, Bein Edim Liksav, Nami, Dimagai's Leili Law, maybe you'll chop off the top, because of my deboy, the Chasim is Adi. You'll chop off everything above the Edim, and that one line, you'll write, Wuvein O Shimon $1,000, you'll have the Edim on the next line, then you have the Hanpeik. So he says, no, because Kasavar Shtar Habahu B'shita Achas V'Edu Shita Achar is Pasal. Rav Yochanan holds, the only Shtar that's Kasher, a one-line Shtar is Kasher, means the Shtar and the Edom are on one line. But if you have the Shtar on one line and the Edom on the next line, that's Pasal. So what? So just go back. What's our case? Our case is there's one line between the text and the Edom. Chop off the top. What can you do? You can write the one line in there, but you have the Edom on the next line. That's not Kasher. But in the case where you have one line between the Edom and the Hanpeik, you can write all the whole star and the Edom on that one line, and then you have the Hanpeik afterwards. So why can't you just chop off? Yeah. No, because there's no space. Maybe there's no space there between the Edom and the Hanpeik. The first case is that there's the text, one line Edom Hanpeik. So the only thing you can chop off and have space to write everything is on that one line between the star and.
Still one line.
But the Edom are on the second line. Alright, so the Gemara asks, Vilechus Dilma Kasav Hu Ve'edah B'Shita Achas, and Amar Anil Rabbis Ve'edim Hu Da'avdi. Maybe what he'll do is he'll say, fine, there are Edim on the second line. I'm going to write the entire star, Reuven owns Shimon $1,000, signed to Edim, then I have two more Edim underneath. We said the other day that if you have more Edim, that's not Goreya, it doesn't make a difference. I'm just here to add Edim. So the Gemara answers, Kasavar of Yochanan holds, Call Ki Hai Gavlan, any star like this, meaning a star that has the star and the Edom on one line, and there's another set of Edom on underneath it, Eimekaim Osam and Edom Shalamata. When we do Kiyam Staros, we do the Kiyam not on the bottom two Edom, we do Kiyam only on the Edom on that's on the one line. And the Edom, Ella Mina Edom Shalamala, we only do the Kiyam on the Edom that are on top. So, and the Edom on the top are the ones that he forged. So we're not concerned he's going to forge it because it's going to get caught. So, that's today's daf.
Wait a second, don't we write on that last line whatever the summary of the whole thing?
I call Sharbik. What do you mean? You have to be because they're in the Shita Achas. But he says that you don't. If you have a one-liner, you don't have to. If you have a one-line star, that encompasses everything. A one-line star is only going to say, I owe you $1,000. Signed.
Okay, so you're not
going to
have that summary line.
So the summary line is going to be, I owe you $1,000. You're not going to have that. All right. It's a pretty straightforward daf. I know it's a little sooner, but we'll stop here. Have a good day.